Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Disappointed in the outcome of today. Just no way did we play or really give ourselves a chance to play winning football. I mean, you, by the time you finish a game, you have six turnovers, you know, poor on third downs. We talked about penalties and the continued emphasis of having to eliminate that. I think in the first half, I mean, they converted on three first downs off of penalties. We continue to see the mistakes that have cost us in prior weeks, and we're just not doing a good enough job allowing that to show up on game day. And the emphasis of practice, you know, there's hurting for these guys that are in the locker room. A lot of work that goes invested, right? I mean, I believe in these guys. I believe in what they can do. I believe in what they can accomplish. Just in the moment, we got to keep that same belief and go out there and play to the level and coach the level that we're capable of. It's a disappointing outcome. You know, I thought we had our opportunities today to be able to get it flipped, and we would have another negative that would cost us in a critical situation. You got to give credit for Wake Forest for how they played and what they did. But we got to continue to focus on ourselves, and we've got to continue to get better in everything that we're doing. It's top down. Just like I told those guys, it 100% of it falls on my shoulders. I mean, I've got to have these guys better prepared to play. I've got to have them better prepared for them to go out there and execute, to take the things that we are emphasizing in practice, the things that we're emphasizing every day in our program, and it's got to apply. We challenge, we push when it comes to discipline, when it comes to fundamentals. But in the moment, I'm not doing a good enough job of having that be showcased when we get our opportunities on game day. So we are a young football team, and we've got to continue to grow. We got to continue to believe. We got to continue to push. As just like I told them, the standard of the expectation, I'm not going to lower a standard of expectation, but we've got to make sure that we're doing a better job of implementing those things throughout the course of the week, and then allowing them to be applied on game day. Because I do believe these guys, I believe in who they are and what we're here to do.
Are you seeing any positive signs of growth, or is it discouraging that mistakes keep showing up and maybe what you got out of the gate today is maybe not what you expect after a loss you suffered last week?
No, I don't. It's disappointing. I mean, just to see the types of mistakes that showed up, I mean, those are the things I was hopeful to see corrected. And the emphasis of them, all the things that we're trying to do to get that eliminated, for it not to apply, it's just disappointing. I mean, there are positives within the program. There's positives within the growth in the individuals. It's just in the moment, we've got to do a better job of applying that on game day. I'll go back and watch the film. I thought there were some positives that showed up in just heart resiliency in certain situations. The attitude of guys, it wasn't everybody, and we got to continue to coach and correct all. But we're going to get it right. We're going to continue to work at it.
What was the plan with the quarterbacks? Was it just to rotate them early and see what happened?
Yeah, we knew. I mean, coming into it, we knew that we needed a spark with Jordan. With the versatility of what he can bring in a run game, as well as a passing game, and obviously with McKenzie and all the things that he can do. I mean, we knew we were going to play two, and we're going to play him you know, pretty frequently. Jordan went out there there in the early in the second half, late in the first half, but early in the second half, couldn't go back in, and so. But like I said, I mean, both those guys, they both have really good skill sets. You know, we just got to make sure that we're not trying to do too much in some situations. But we totally planned on trying to play both.
Alternating them like that, I mean, is there concern coming in, or maybe concern now after? About it seemed like it never really got in rhythm early on, kind of with going back and forth between the two.
Well, I mean, it's part of it is we have early turnovers and the short yardage situations offensively. We got to extend drives to be able to get into that rhythm. That's something that's critical. Playing the quarterback spot. I mean, there's parts of it that are fully rhythm based, and then there's some things that as you sit there and you get your opportunities, you just got to go out there and play the level they're capable of. I mean, these guys know that. I mean, this we need both of them. I fully believe that. I think both have really good skill sets. And who they are and what they're about. And that's what we're going to continue to help develop along the way.
Coach, if you address the lack of continuity with the offensive line this year, with the injuries and not having
that's something. I mean, it's no excuse in anything, but it's hurt. I mean, that's Rob Scott. We're hopeful that we're going to get him back today. He tried to go in pregame and just couldn't go, and then we had basically reshuffle the line once again. Just for different reasons throughout the course of the game. But we got to get those guys back. We got to continue to develop and coach. That's a position that is young, and we've got young guys and newcomers and guys that are battling and working to try to improve, but I mean, it's definitely hurting.
Mike, did the struggle of the Wildcat last week cause you not to use it this week? You've been really good in short yardage. Really, the first 11 games you were here using predominantly Wildcat in those spots.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things that we had it as a secondary part of the plan. Some things that we had that kind of got taken away there later. Some certain things that they'd shown that I didn't know that we would necessarily have the advantage for what we were looking for in some of the short yardage situations. Something we're going to continue to evaluate. I mean, that will be a part of our plans moving forward. It was discussed, but just in the game week prep or something that we thought we had better.
When you come off a loss like you did last weekend and then turn it over six times against in this game, question's not the right word, but how much confidence do you still have in your message getting received by them and sticking with that message and keeping it going and having confidence that it's going to turn around?
Yeah, I mean, it's how I show up every day. And, I believe in these guys. And I'm going to work my tail off for them. I'm going to work off for this program, for everything that we're striving to achieve. It's disappointing when you lose. And it's sickening. And when you play and make the mistakes that cost you like that, you have to continue to evaluate. You got to continue to address. You got to continue to invest. And you got to invest in them. Like I said, we are a young team. We've got to have a better sense of continuity and consistency in our actions there on game day. But I believe in what we're doing. It's been my entire playing and coaching career. I believe it's done to a certain way. And I've been fortunate to see it applied and work really well over that course of time. And it's going to. Right, because we're about the right things. We're not about other, we're about the right things. Let me say that. We're building these young men, and we're building them as players. We're building them as who they are. And at the end of the day, we've got to apply that and go out there and win football games, because that's why I'm here. Fully aware of that. So we're gonna continue to work, and I don't doubt the belief of the players and what we're asking them to do. We're asking the right things.
At halftime, you guys are giving up a lot of yards, but you're still only down 13, and we're getting the ball coming out of halftime. Did you feel like the defense had done enough to give you a chance to get back?
I mean, I did. There were some big plays that happened, some one-on-one plays that, we've got to get a, like I said, just the things we talk about throughout the course of the week, we have to have an application. We got let receivers get behind us a few times. That's a good offense. I mean, we knew that coming in. They were going to have their plays, but then, we can't let one play affect the next one as well. And but when we got the stop, held them to a field goal there, knew that if we – I mean, I was very confident. I was confident throughout that we were going to make a run, that we were going to be able to put it together. Got down inside the 5 – or inside the 10-yard line and at the 2-yard line twice, and not able to get a first down and then, turning the ball over. I mean, that's – that's 14 points, and it's a lot different at the end of the game, but those plays happen.
On the McKenzie run down on that side, is that a design run, or does he have a choice at the line?
No, it was, and it was something that we felt we could get an extra hat, probably something we're going to reflect back on, and it's one of those things. When Jordan went down, I mean, it was something we got to be better at operating, and as a coaching staff, I've got to do a better job there, just making sure that we look at all those situations.
You talk about Jordan. You might have a better idea tomorrow. Do you know how he's doing now?
He went down, and he felt confident to be able to give it a go there in the second half. Got hit, and then was not able to finish. We'll evaluate that as we get home, and you'll see where that's at tomorrow.
Given that and the offensive struggles, you think you'll have to look more at Chubba or Tate as options?
We're going to continue to evaluate all personnel, as we're going. Like I said, I believe in our guys, and as a coaching staff, we got to put them in the best position for them to achieve success. We got to find that continuity starting up front, there at the receiving core, in all aspects of what we're asking them to do. And if we do that, I believe we got the right personnel to be able to win games. We just got to continue to work to be better in how we coach and how we perform there on game day.
Not asking you to criticize the officiating, but you had a couple calls that were kind of probably could have gone either way, the roughing the punter and the one out of bounds. You feel like you guys just need a break in one of those situations?
There's a couple of them that, I'll probably have to see again, not to criticize, but those are things that happen. We got to put ourselves in better situations. There are things that are talked about, that are taught. I know the third down on the sideline, That's a judgment call by an official, so he made his call.
Y'all good? Thank you.